Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome, awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is here tonight. He is in the house. Amen. He has met you right here. Amen. He says where two or three are gathered together in His name, He is in the midst. And He is in the midst tonight. Amen. And so whatever you came with tonight, whatever need you came in with tonight, whatever you need to know from the Lord tonight, He is here to meet you right at your need tonight. Amen. So have your receivers on. Amen. Be ready to receive what God has for you tonight. The title of my message tonight is Great is Your Reward. Now, I'm kind of, sort of, in a way, teaching along the lines that Pastor's been teaching the last couple of Sunday mornings. So, God is not through with the word that He's had Pastor to minister. He's got a little more for us to hear in that direction, but then we're going to continue on. Turn with me in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3. That was a little weak too, Bean. Let's try that one again. Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Okay, I got it. Verses 23 and 24. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily. That's what we were just trying to work on. Do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Praise God. We serve the Lord Christ tonight. And I want to read those scriptures in the New Living Translation also, Colossians 3, 22 and 24 in the New Living Translation. Says, work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. Amen? So whatever we do, we need to do it wholeheartedly. Not just halfway or grudgingly, but with all of our heart, as if we were doing it unto the Lord. Amen. He is our heavenly master. He's the one we're really working for. We're just going about our days down here doing what we got to do, but God says to do it unto Him. So everything that we do, keep in mind, amen, that He is your heavenly master. He is the Most High Master. And what I'm doing it for the Lord, and I want it to be as good as it can be for God. Amen. Amen. For Him. Hallelujah. But we all know that everything that we do in life isn't easy. Wish it was. Would love that. But we need to have a made-up mind. No matter how hard things are sometimes, we are going to be, now this is going to be a hard word to take, so just brace yourselves. We are going to need to be committed. Amen? Whatever we do in life, no matter how hard it is sometimes, we need to be committed. We need to be committed in our marriage. Sometimes things get hard in a marriage. Everything doesn't always flow just the way we want it to. Amen. We go through some hard times sometimes. Our marriages get tried. But I am committed to my marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. Be committed to your children. Sometimes your children don't do just right. Sometimes they get on your last nerve. Sometimes they try you to the very end. But be committed to your children. Amen. Be committed to your job. Even in the hard times. There are times that we don't even want to go to work. We don't want to face the situations that we're going through on the job. But Lord, I'm going for you, God. And I'm going to do what I do today as unto you. Amen. I commit this job and I commit myself on my job to you, Lord. Amen. Commit yourselves. Be committed tonight to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to add to that, as never before.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. And we'll probably get into more of that later on in the message. Be committed to God. Everything's not always rosy in our walk with God. Everything doesn't just fall into place all the time. But no matter what my circumstances are, no matter what it looks like, amen, I am committed to God. And I'm going to stay committed to God. I'm not going to allow anything to steal my commitment to my Lord. Amen. Might get hard sometimes, go through trials sometimes, go through temptation sometimes, but I'm committed to the Lord. Amen. Be committed to prayer. See, we are just really spoiled people sometimes. We think we're supposed to say something one time, God, this is my situation, this is what I need. And if we don't have it the next day, we get frustrated. We get mad. We get angry with God. Stay committed to prayer. God does know what He's doing. Amen. He does know how to do it. And He knows exactly how to get it to you at the right time, in the right way. Amen. But my commitment is to pray. No matter how long it takes, no matter how it seems, no matter how it feels, amen, I am committed to pray. Hallelujah. Great is your reward. Glory to God. Even when it's hard. Even when we're treated unfair. Have you ever been treated unfair on the job? Have you ever been treated unfair by family? Have you ever been treated unfair by friends? Uh-huh. Glory to God. Even when we're discouraged, stay committed. Even when we don't see the answers to our prayers now, stay committed. Hallelujah. Stay committed. Too many people fall by the wayside too easily. Amen. Too easily. We have got to have a stick-to attitude. We have to have a stubborn attitude when it comes to commitment. We need to be like a fly on that glue paper. It gets stuck to that glue paper and it can't get off. It might have one little wing just a going. Amen. We might feel like that fly on that glue paper. We might have just one little hand flapping around. But we're going to be committed. Hallelujah. We're going to stay with our God. We're going to know that He's got it all under control. That He knows what He's doing. That He hasn't fallen off His throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Stick to attitude. Glory to God. If we have an attitude, well, I'll stay committed as long as it's easy. If we have that kind of attitude, we'll never get ahead. We'll never get anywhere. Amen. We might take one step forward, but we'll always fall back if we say, if it's easy, I'll commit to it. Because we're always, no matter what we do, we're always going to run into struggles, challenges, things that are hard, things we think that is too big for us. But we have to have that commitment. We have to have that stuck to, I'm stuck to that flypaper. Amen. It's the truth anyway. Matthew 25, God says, if you're faithful in little, he'll make you ruler over much. So many people think, well, why can't I get ahead? Why am I not going anywhere? Well, how committed are you? How faithful are you in the little things? Amen. How faithful are you in the hard places, in the hard times? How faithful are you? Amen. God's word is true. Let God, every man be a liar, but let God be true. Amen. So if you're faithful in the little, God will make you ruler over much. Amen. And in his time. See, we think sometimes that we should be doing so much greater. If people only knew how great I am, if they only knew my abilities, if they only knew how anointed I was, I would be in that place over there. I'd be in that position over there. If they knew how smart I was, if they knew how talented I am, if they knew all my giftings, baloney. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can't commit to come to two services in a row, amen. It's the truth anyway. Hallelujah. You can't be committed in the little thing. How are you going to be committed in the big thing? If you're not faithful in the little things, how can you be faithful in the big things? Amen. This is some hard teaching tonight. Amen. But sometimes we need some hard teaching. Pastor told me last Saturday as he was preparing his message, he said, this is going to be another hard one. I don't know why two in a row I got to do a hard message. I said, well, it can't all be fluff. Amen. It can't all tickle our ears. Sometimes it has to be an ouch. Amen. It has to push us on. It has to make us go to a higher level, a higher place. God doesn't want us to be satisfied. He wants us to go higher in Him. He wants us to go higher in our personal lives. Amen. Hallelujah. We can't get comfortable. Amen. Hallelujah. God rewards consistent, faithful, committed people. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. If you are on your job and you think that you should have such a high position, but you're not faithful to be on your job like you're supposed to, if you're not faithful to be there 5 days a week, amen. If you're not faithful to be there the time they tell you you're supposed to be there, and if you're not faithful to do the work that they tell you to do, you're not going to get that place. Amen. See, we've got to do our part to do. God's not going to do it all for us. I wish He would. But sometimes it's work. Amen. Sometimes it takes a push and a shove and a hard thing to get past some areas. To get higher, to go to a higher place, whether it be in our home, whether it be on a job, whether it be in the church, whatever it might be, it takes a commitment. Amen. Hallelujah. It's true anyway. God rewards consistent, faithful, committed people. Hallelujah. And when you stay committed, God will equip you with whatever you need to do the job. Amen. Amen. He'll equip you with the talent that you need. He'll equip you with the knowledge that you need. When we lean on Him, when we look to Him, when we commit our way unto Him, amen, He'll give us the strength that we need. Amen. It's the truth. I think about Patty, and Bonnie and I were talking about it the other day. Patty, and she said it, and it's not coming from me, y'all. Don't judge me. Patty said, I'm not the spring chicken I used to be. She said it from the pulpit. But she does physical work. She has done all of these decorations with the help of Bonnie in just a few days. Plus her other jobs that she's working. She is committed. Pastor gave her a sweet little deadline. He's lenient now. But he wants these Christmas decorations for the anniversary celebration. And look what an awesome job she has done. Amen. An awesome job. But she's committed. She's committed not to just do it for Pastor, but to do it for God. She's doing it as unto the Lord. Amen. Now, I know she's tired. I know she gets tired in her body. She's climbing up and down ladders doing this stuff. She's doing all kinds of stuff. And I've never heard her say one thing that sounded like a complaint. No, she's like, I want to do this just, you know, every time we come in the door, y'all come look at this. I want to make sure y'all like this. She's doing it as unto the Lord. Amen. Doing it as unto the Lord. But the Lord has given her the strength to do what she's called to do. Amen. And I'm going to go here. Pastor, I've already jumped in the pool. I might as well just go all the way under. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Patty has been leading praise and worship for how many years now? Something like that. Yeah. Okay, so here at Oasis, she's been doing praise and worship for about 10 years, somewhere around 10 years. She has been committed. I don't think she's ever been out except to go on a two-day vacation, and then me and Pastor hound her. This is your last vacation. You can't go anymore. You can't leave us. We don't know what to do with praise and worship when you're not here. But she's committed, and she knows we're just kidding her. Maybe. Maybe. She's committed. Is praise and worship always easy? It looks like we get up there and we just, you know, it's just like, you know, we don't even have to practice. We just, you know, we don't make any mistakes. Glory to God. And everything just flows. Every time, we don't have any issues. No. Anything you do, you're going to run into challenges. But that doesn't mean it's time to quit. No, you have to hang in there. Amen. You've got to just press your way through the hard places. Be committed anyway. Be determined. Have a made up mind. I'm not quitting. Amen. I'm standing in the hard places. Even if it looks like I'm doing a pitiful job and the enemy will come and tell you how pitiful you're doing. He's a liar and the father of lies. Amen. Standing in a hard place. God will give you the ability. Amen. When you commit. He'll give you the wisdom that you need. Amen. The enemy will tell you all kind of reasons why you can't do it. Amen. You know it's the truth. But God, when you commit, God will come in on the scene. He'll give you the courage that you need. It's not you doing it in your power. God will give you the power. Amen. It's in Him. It's all in Him. Hallelujah. You know, we're all tempted to quit sometimes. Every one of us are tempted. Sometimes we get knocked down. Well, when we get knocked down, we don't need to stay down. We need to get back up, dust ourselves off, and say, God, help me to do it better the next time. Amen. Hallelujah. When you fall, you shall arise. I heard Jerry Savelle preach that several years ago, and I'm telling you what, that was so anointed. When I fall, I shall arise. That is a scripture in the Word of God. And I try to remind myself of it when the devil comes and starts kicking me and telling me how pitiful a person I am and how I can't do this and, you know, I'm not smart enough to do that. And all these things that the enemy comes against your minds with, I say, when I fall, I shall arise. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let it be an excuse to quit. Don't let the enemy tell you that you need to just quit. No, that is a lie of the enemy. Hallelujah. But when you stay committed, even in the hard places, you can expect God to bless you. Hallelujah. You can expect it. Isaiah 61 and 7. And I'm going to read this in the Message translation. It says, because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled. And your joy goes on forever. Hallelujah. That's not just when we get over to the good old by and by. That's here in this land. That's right here, amen. You can expect double for your trouble. Hallelujah. There is a reward, amen. There is a reward for your trouble. There's a reward for standing in a hard place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Double for your trouble. Double favor. Amen. Double anointing. Amen. Double honor. Yes. Double blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will pay you when you stay committed. He will pay you back. He will honor you. He will give you a reward. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to go to one more place tonight. Hebrews 10:23-25. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. The Lord gave me that scripture this morning as Pastor and I were in prayer. And he impressed on me that in these last days, now we all know we are in the last days, that we need to come together even more than we ever have before. Amen. See, we draw strength from each other. Right. Amen. And then it says to exhort one another. See, people are going through so much in these last days. We know that we are in an evil day. And we know that it's just getting worse all the time. that we can draw strength from one another. And we need to exhort one another in love. Amen? Provoke one another in love and to good works. You might have been having a hard week, but you can come into a service. And just in the middle of your brothers and sisters, amen, you're drawing strength. You might come in discouraged. You might be come in feeling weary, tired, wanting to give up. But you come in and you rub shoulders with the anointed by you. Amen. You rub shoulders with the anointing of the praise and worship. Amen. And God meets you in the sanctuary. Amen. Where we gather together. Amen. To exhort one another. To tell each other that you can do it. That God is with you. That God is going to see you through. See, you can come in and not even realize that God is using the person that you're talking to, because they're going to know that you're going through something. The Lord will show them without them even telling you. You might know just in the spirit realm that they're going through something, and you'll be praying for them. Amen. And God will use those people to get you through a hard time. So in these last days, we need more than ever. See, the enemy hates prayer.
Yes, right.
The enemy hates for people to come together in the Lord, in the name of the Lord. And he is wanting to put out there that prayer don't mean nothing. That God's not who God says he is. They are intimidated. The devil and the people that are deceived by the enemy, they are intimidated by godly people.
Amen.
They are intimidated by Christians.
That's right.
And they want to make it look like Christians don't have anything. That what they're doing doesn't mean anything. That their God doesn't mean anything. And we've got to be watchful. We've got to be alert. We've got to be discerning. We've got to see what's going on. Amen. And we have got to stick together like we never have before. We need each other like we never have before. Amen. There's people that are part of this church that are going through things that it's going to take prayer to get them through. People are discouraged. People are struggling. They're struggling with their faith. They don't know what's going on, and they're confused. We need to be in prayer for them first of all. Most of all, be in prayer for them. Call them up. Encourage them. Say, look, this is the devil that's coming against you. A lot of Christians don't even realize that. They don't know why they're having a struggle on the workplace. They don't know why people are ugly to them. They don't know why their money's being stolen from them. They don't know that all these things that's going on in their life is the enemy. They don't know that. They don't see it. See, it takes a stronger Christian or somebody that's not in that position to recognize what's going on with our neighbor, to recognize what's going on with that person that usually sits beside you in service, that they're not there. Believe me, there's a reason why. It might not just be because they were tired. It might be that they need you. That they need you. I know when Pastor and I were going to church in LaGrange, it was a church of 500 people. It was a large church. Well, we were committed people. We were there every time the doors were open. We were hungry for the Word. I tell you what, Pastor and I were like sponges, and we had lived for God for a long time, for years. But when we went, we were sponges. We were hungry, hungry for the Word. But then several things happened, one thing after another, where Benjamin was sick. Rock had pulled a muscle in his back. We had gone to the emergency room in one day like three times. We were under a terrible, terrible attack, just one thing after another. And a couple of weeks later, I guess it was, the associate pastor of the church called. And he said, "I hope you don't mind me calling. You know, some people don't want you to call. And you know, you want to do right. You want to do good." And so he was like, "I hope you don't mind me calling." And I was like, "No, I sure don't." He said, "Well, we have missed you at church, and we just wanted to check on y'all and make sure everything was all right." I said, "Well," I said, "we've been going through some stuff," and I told him what all was going on. And he said, "Well, I'm glad I called then, because we will be praying. And their church group would be praying. And we had people praying for us. And we needed prayer so bad." Amen. So when you're going through something, we might not even know it. The church might not even know it. Pick up the phone and call somebody. Let them know that you're going through something and you need prayer. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Don't think, "Well, I wouldn't be going through this if I was the Christian I'm supposed to be." That is not true. It doesn't matter how long you've lived for God. Doesn't matter how strong of a Christian you are. We all go through things, and we all need prayer. Amen? So I just want to encourage each and every one of you tonight, amen, to hook up more with other people in this body. Amen. You see somebody out, don't hesitate. I mean, you know, the devil will tell us, you know, they're going to think you're just being nosy, or that you're, you know, you're being pushy or something. They might be praying for somebody to call them. They might need it so desperately. So don't let the devil talk you out of it. You hook yourself up with somebody. Amen. And you just call them. If you don't say anything, but "I'm praying for you," that means a world of good. A world of good. Amen. Hallelujah. Great is your reward. Great is your reward. Amen. So I want us to just go to the Lord tonight in prayer. I want us to make a fresh commitment to be committed in our home, on our job, in our families, in our marriage, in our church, to our God, to prayer. Don't allow the enemy to discourage you and make you think that your prayers aren't making a difference, because your prayers are making a great difference. Father, we just come to you tonight, Father, making a fresh commitment, Father God, that, Father, we will be more committed to you, that we'll be more committed to prayer, that we'll be more committed in our families, in our marriage, in our workplace, in every area of our lives, that we, Father God, will be more committed than we ever have before. Father, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, Father God, to the things that are going on around us. Father, that it's not just things that are just going on, but that the enemy is trying to bring division, discouragement. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Father, let our eyes be opened. Let us understand, Father God. Let us know, Father God, and give us a revelation of the power of our prayers. Let us not be lax. Let us not let up in any way in our prayers, but let us be stronger in our prayers than we've ever been before. In Jesus' name, amen. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.